Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the epistle lesson. Before reading it, a couple of words. There's a reason why it's important that the whole thing is one sentence, which is basically that the whole business is one work of God from beginning to end, beginning in the days of eternity, continuing on to the end, one work. And it is not that the Father does one part, the Son another part, but that the triune God together working through all of the plan of salvation. And then, before reading the text, it's a triune text, see? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the back and forth in the main part is between God the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. There's something you have to know. Back in the back room when we're doing Bible study on Tuesday mornings, frequently I will write on the board, the whiteboard, the Trinity insignia. Triangle, three circles, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And I'll ask then, at what point, which corner of the Trinity insignia does God connect us to Himself? At which corner? There's an answer to that. It's at the corner where it says Son, because Jesus is the one who came to be one of us and to carry our sins. And it's there that we are connected into God, which is why Paul, Romans chapter 8, he addresses the Romans and says, all of you are sons of God, being adopted and being given the spirit of sonship. So question, does Paul not understand that there are differences between boys and girls? Of course he does. Because two verses later, he says, we're all children of God. So why then does he say we're all sons of God? And the reason why is that's the corner of the Trinity insignia where we are connected into God through His Son, Jesus Christ. And so the language that God the Father, the language that our triune God uses of Jesus, the Son of God, that language seems to seep over into God's language about us. So when Paul says, you're all sons of God, that's not a description. That's a title that we inherit by being connected to Jesus Christ. And with all of that in mind, then as we read through the Ephesians text, notice the emphasis again and again. In Christ, in Him, in His Son. Now it's time to read. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him in love, having predestined us to adoption through Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace that He bestowed on us in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, for the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace, which He lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure that He set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to bring all things together in Christ, the things in heaven and the things on earth, in Him, in whom also we were chosen, having been predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of His glory. in whom you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory. Didn't do it in one breath, did I? I don't think it's possible. So, connected with God, we belong. That's the whole point. You belong. You are a part of the family of God. And some of the ways that God says it, blessed us in Christ, chose us in him, adoption through Jesus Christ. In him we have the redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses. So God created us, gave us life and breath. God then sends his Son into the world, and you know the verse, John 3:16. But a little quiz here. When you hear the words, for God so loved the world, which person of the Trinity is that talking about? The Father. Because it follows with that he sent his only begotten Son. And what Jesus is doing when he quotes John 3:16, when he speaks that out, he's telling us about the Father who loved us. And from before the foundation of the world, this was true. God the Father knew you. He saw you. He planned to call you into his family and into his kingdom in Christ. And so, conversation before everything else, this has to be put in place. Conversation between the persons of the Trinity, the Word of God back and forth between the persons of the triune God. God the Father says to his Son, my Son, will you go? Will you go down there? Will you enter their world? Will you be born and become one of them? And by becoming one of them, will you then share their burdens and their sufferings? Will you share the walk of faith, having to pray and not see the answer to your prayer right then? Will you then take all of their sins on yourself? Will you carry not only their burdens, but their wickedness, their sin, their turning away, their rebellion, all of those things? Will you carry that? Carry it to the cross and there be forsaken for them so that they might be restored. Will you do that, my Son? And God the Son, Jesus Christ, answers his Father, yes, Father, yes, most willingly. We have that in one of our songs that we sing. Yes, Father, yes, most willingly. I'll do what you have asked me. My will conforms to your decree. And only when that is all set in place, only when that is set in place, then do we have coming along. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and so on. The plan is eternal. The plan was that your sins might be forgiven. And the plan was set in place, as Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he says, before the ages for our glory. And the amazing thing is, it all holds together. Our triune God acts together, and we are redeemed, and we are saved, and our sins are forgiven, and Jesus calls us to come to him. It's all a matter of belonging. Belonging to God. That's the thing of it. So in belonging, did you hear some of those phrases? The riches of his grace, which he lavished on us in all wisdom and insight, we have obtained an inheritance. And having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit. All of those things, a part of your belonging to God. Why is that so tremendously important? First, to know that He saw you, He knew you, He called you from eternity. He designed the whole plan of salvation to include your soul. Designed the whole plan of salvation so that you might hear of the Word of God, of the love of God, entering into our world to call you to belong to God. That's the first. But those blessings cannot come to us if we are separated from God. And so, first few chapters of the Bible, they tell us about the separation. Adam and Eve, hearing the blessing of God, hearing the words of God, hearing the promises of God, what did they do? Went off and listened to another word. Chose to follow another one who promised them something else, who promised them, I can give you more than God wants you to have. And following that other one, they lost everything that they were given. Sin entered, death entered, suffering entered, conflicts between us entered into this world. And the rebellion against God led to the divisions among humanity. And that's lived out among us in terrible ways, and we see it day after day after day. But we have been called by God to be reconnected to God in Christ, in Jesus, with the sins removed, the wall of separation torn down, and each one of us being called to belong to God. And if we are children of the Heavenly Father, every one of us, what's that make us? Brothers and sisters of each other. If we are brothers and sisters of Jesus, again, we are brothers and sisters of each other. We will show that in a powerful way later in this service. This is another question I asked the confirmation classes. You then, coming to the Lord's Supper, you take the body and blood of Jesus, the living, risen from the dead, body and blood of Jesus. Who are you connected to? Who makes himself one with you and makes you one with him? That would be Jesus Christ, right? And then you catch out of the corner of your eye as the next person in line also receives the body of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. And that person connected to Jesus, joined to Jesus, one with him, and Jesus one with them. What's that make you? That makes you one body with each other. It connects us. Connects us in a way that isn't symbolic. It's real. They're connected to the living Lord Jesus. We are joined to each other to care for each other, to watch over each other, to pray for each other, to love one another, to forgive each other's sins, to speak the words of promise to each other. That's all part of belonging. And then, following through the theme of belonging to God. You know how important it is to belong to God? You find out how important it is to belong to God when things happen in life. Problems and tragedies and training to go on a bicycle tour and your knees are barking and yelling at you that maybe they don't want to go, but you belong to God. And sorrows and griefs happen. We're going to have a funeral service here this coming Saturday. But it's for somebody who belongs to God. And that changes everything, because then we can say, well, this isn't a separation forever. It's a, okay, use the German word, because you got to use that German word for this. Auf Wiedersehen. It's a short goodbye followed by we'll see each other again. When we see each other again, there's that grand reunion. The family reunion of all family reunions, where we're not talking about a few dozen or maybe 100 or so. We're talking about billions. Reconnecting, and relatives that are yours in Jesus Christ that you never even met. You may have read their names in the Bible, but you've never met them. Others of them, you've never even heard their names. But they are your brothers and sisters in Christ, because we are connected to Him. And then as we go through life, as we face the difficulties and problems and uncertainties, to know that we belong. We belong to God the Father, who has set in place this eternal plan. And He is rolling out His eternal plan. He is making it happen. And His plan is for all of us to be connected by Jesus Christ with Him, to be connected to each other, to belong to one another, and to live through all eternity, because if we belong to Jesus, and He's eternal, He's not going to let go of us, not now, and not ever. In Jesus' name.